So, Darian, where are we going?
Now look at this map. The battle, if that's what it proves to be, will take place in the town of Crawley, some 2 miles inside of the Territory of Peace.
Territory of Peace?
In theory, the Territory of Peace was a neutral zone between Maris and Adria, but the Adrians are barbarians at heart. Every once in a while, they decide to venture into our realm just to stir things up. It's an irritant, mostly.
Darian, we need to talk.
Of course. General Little, this is Kyle, the boy who saved my life. Kyle, this is...
Yes, wonderful to meet you. Now, Darian, we need to work out our plans for this campaign against the Adrians. I've called the officers to my private car. Please join us.
Sure. Kyle?
Without the boy, if you don't mind.
Well...
It's okay. I'll wait here.
All right. After you, sir.
This way.
In Leicester, a town a few miles from Crawley, the train stopped and unloaded the soldiers, artillery, horses, and provisions. The local garrison met them, and together they numbered almost 1,000.
Kyle, can you ride a horse by yourself?
No.
Then you'll ride with me.
On horseback, they joined the cavalry and rode toward Crawley. The battle for Crawley was nothing like Kyle imagined. He thought there'd be a lot of shooting and hand-to-hand combat. There wasn't. For one thing, they found that the Adrians had retreated from the town and now hid in the nearby hills. For another thing, Marussian cannons on large wheels were rolled in to drive the Adrians out. They fired shells at the hills mercilessly for the entire morning. The constant boom, boom, boom gave Kyle a headache. Once the Adrians had stopped returning fire, the Marussian army marched into the hills to see if the Adrians had deserted or were prepared to surrender. Kyle again rode with General Darian on his horse. In the hills, they found evidence that the Adrians had indeed camped there. But the Adrians were gone.
Spread out and search for prisoners. Darian, I want you and a few men to check those rocks to the north.
Yes, General.
Darian, if you're both generals, how come he gets to boss you around?
He's second in command to the king, that's why.
Colonel Oliver!
Yes, sir.
Assemble a handful of men. We're going up into the northern part of the hills.
But they'd be fools to stay there after that shelling.
Understood. But General Little wants us to look anyway.
General Little insisted, did he?
Yes.
And then we should be extra cautious.
Yes, we should.
And so Darian and his men, with Kyle riding along, went into the northern hills. And, to no one's surprise, didn't find anyone. Fortunately, Darian did find a stream, where he allowed his men to refresh themselves. Then, as he and Kyle sat upon a rock by the cool rushing water, Kyle saw a flicker of light in the rocks above them, and he suddenly felt ill.
Oh.
What's wrong?
I feel sick.
Well, it's been a hard day for a boy unused to battle.
No, this is the way I felt before the Palatian general tried to attack you.
Oh?
Did one of your men go up into the rocks with a rifle?
No. Why?
Because there's a man up there.
Where?
Get down!
Sniper! Take cover! Sniper! Darian, were you hit? Get off him, boy!
Take it easy, Ollie. I'm all right. Is it an Adrian assassin?
Sergeant Bryson, take some men to flush him out.
Yes, sir.
Stay down, Darian.
Kyle, what am I going to do with you? This is the second time you saved my life. I'm deeply grateful, and in your debt. If I were king, I'd knight you.
You're welcome.
I'm hesitant now to ever let you go back to Odyssey. No doubt I'll be killed the instant you go.
General Darian! We got him, sir!
Alive?
I'm afraid not, but...
Well?
He's one of ours.
What do you mean?
He's not an Adrian. He's a Marussian soldier, though I don't know with whom he serves.
A soldier from Maris tried to kill me?
It would appear so.
Now, why would he want to do a thing like that?
I believe you know the answer to that, sir.
It's shocking! One of our own soldiers! Well, you can be certain that I will conduct a full-blown investigation into this assassination attempt.
Yes, I'm sure you will, General Little.
You are safe. That's what matters. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
Dismissed!
You don't really believe him, do you?
Not at all.
Three days passed. While Kyle chased the Adrians and then returned to Sarum with Darian, Anna stayed with the old judge at his cottage, enjoying the solitude, walking through the lush green forest and over the small hills, and at night, staring with insatiable curiosity at the two moons. Part of their routine, one that Anna suspected the old judge had been doing for years, was to begin the day with prayer to the Unseen One, and then read from documents he called the Sacred Scrolls. Since Anna didn't know much about either, the old judge used the time to teach her.
The Unseen One is the creator and sustainer of all things. He is everywhere at all times, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful.
Like God.
Not like God. The Unseen One is God.
So those sacred scrolls are your Bible?
The sacred scrolls contain an account of the relationship between the Unseen One and the created. It spans history back to the beginning of time. I'm writing sections of it now myself, recounting my own work as a chosen voice for the Unseen One.
Chosen? I still don't understand. I mean, chosen this, chosen that. What does it mean?
Well, in one way, we're chosen because of the Unseen One's love for us. That love reaches out to us, and we in turn respond to it by faith, by our belief in the Unseen One.
Okay.
Yet we, the faithful, are also chosen in specific ways to do specific tasks for the Unseen One.
But what are people chosen to do? I mean, how do you know what the calling is?
Sometimes the knowledge comes in very visible and tangible ways. For most, though, it comes through prayer and the study of the sacred scroll. In time, the voice that calls is unmistakable. Sometimes the knowledge comes through an old prophet like myself. I identify the one who has been called, even before they know it themselves, as I did to establish Lawrence as king, and as I did to establish General Darian as king.
Lawrence and Darian are both kings?
One is, the other will be.
Oh, and that's why King Lawrence hates Darian.
King Lawrence has been disobedient to the call. He allowed himself to be deceived by man-made powers and forces, and now he turns his back on the Unseen One. He will cling to an imaginary crown for as long as he can. However, in his heart, Lawrence knows that his rule is over. He rejected the Unseen One, and now the Unseen One has rejected him. Does he accept it? No. He knows that Darian has been chosen to replace him, and that drives him to madness.
That night, Anna had troubling dreams. Not nightmares, but dreams that left her feeling disturbed when she awoke in the morning. Twice in those dreams, the old judge came to her.
You've been chosen, but your heart is not ready. In your heart, you must have faith in the Unseen One. Then you will be the voice you are called to be.
I'm just a kid. Nobody ever listens to me. I couldn't even keep my brother from going into that old house.
A greater power than your brother was at work. You were brought here to be a voice and a protector.
A voice and a protector? Judge? Judge! Oh. Oh. This is so weird.
Other times, in the middle of the day, Anna would be doing something normal, like working in the garden or reading one of the old judge's books. And suddenly, it was as if she was no longer where she was, but had been transported to another place to witness scenes of other people. The scenes made no sense to her.
He's still alive?
The assassination attempt failed. The fool missed.
I am surrounded by morons.
Then suddenly, Anna saw the king all alone in another time and place.
Please, let me have the kingdom back. I tried to be faithful. I could be faithful again. Don't take it away from me, please. It's unreasonable for you to make me the king and then take it away. A few mistakes were made. Were they so bad? Why do you torture me this way? You think you can take my crown? Is that it? Well, then try it. I defy you. Do you hear me? I defy you!
Then just as suddenly, Anna was back at the cottage, in the same position, doing the same thing she'd been doing before her strange daydream. She didn't tell the old judge about her dreams. She was afraid that he would think she was crazy or hallucinating. And one day, she finally asked the old judge the most obvious question.
When can I go home?
Oh, I wish I could tell you.
Does that mean you know and can't tell me, or that you just don't know?
These things must be taken by faith, one day at a time.
Kyle, too, had to experience life one day at a time. His hope of going to see the old judge was delayed again and again. The return from the battle with the Adrians had led immediately to preparations for the marriage of Darian and Princess Michelle. There was no getting away, and Darian didn't want Kyle to seek out the old judge alone. The night before the wedding of Darian and Princess Michelle, King Lawrence decided to throw a small banquet at the palace. The royal family, officers and officials, and the elite of the country were expected to attend. Darian insisted that Kyle go and that he dress up for the occasion.
But this is a uniform. I'm not a soldier.
You are an honorary soldier because of the great services you perform for me. Now, let me look at you. Perfect. It suits you well. Princess Michelle will be pleased. At least, I think she'll be pleased.
Don't you know?
I'm not on close terms with the princess.
But you're marrying her.
That's right.
I don't get it. You're marrying her, but you don't know her?
It's not something I have to know. Our marriage was arranged by the king and my parents.
Arranged? So you don't love her?
I'm not sure how it is in your land, but in Maris, people don't always marry for love.
Then why do you marry?
In the case of royalty, people sometimes marry to secure relationships and allies with other kingdoms. The king wants me to marry his daughter as a matter of honor, and to secure my allegiance.
That's sad.
Not always. Some marriages start out of necessity, then grow into mutual respect, and then love.
The banquet was a lavish affair. The king was there with his entire family, including Prince George and his two brothers Andrew and William, their sister Mary and her new husband Frederick, the Prince of Albany. The king's wife had died a couple of years before. Darian and Princess Michelle were there, of course, and sat at a special table for just the two of them. Darian's family, who lived on the opposite side of the country, couldn't attend the banquet, but were to arrive for the wedding ceremony the following day. Kyle sat at a table with Colonel Oliver and some of Darian's men. Kyle noticed that General Little was there and stayed at the king's elbow the entire evening. After dinner had been served, the crowd beckoned to Darian to play a few pieces on the grand piano that stood in the corner of the room.
Darian, do play something for us.
If you insist. This is a shorter version of a piece I composed for Princess Michelle.
That is a beautiful composition, my dear General Darian. Superb. And now I have some surprises for the happy couple. Where are the servants? Bring in the gifts.
Your Highness, you're too kind.
Sit down and be quiet. Now for you, Michelle, I present a necklace, earrings, and a ring that belonged to your mother.
Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, my dear. And for you, Darian, I present an antique crossbow, long in the possession of the greatest warriors of Maris.
Thank you, sire.
Dilber! Dilber! Bring it to me first. Let me show it off.
Yes, sire.
Yeah. You see, Darian, it will still work. The arrow. Where is the arrow? Here it is. I'll just put this right in here. Now watch closely.
Perhaps a demonstration later. Oh, where it's safe.
Oh, nonsense, my dear. I'll just latch the arrow into place. Ah, there, you see? It's like a gun. And you simply point it wherever you want to. I could shoot it right there. Or over there.
Sire, I suggest that you
don't
stop.
Don't be so peevish, General. What are you afraid of?
Not I, my king, but your guest.
My guest? My guests aren't afraid of me. What? Really? Well, I find that hard to believe. They certainly aren't afraid when they stand in the streets and call out someone else's name instead of their king's.
Sire.
Am I wrong? Darian, the war hero. Darian, the great. Darian, the loved one. Hero
Father,
of all
please,
the masses.
You forget yourself.
You forget yourself, George. Sit down.
Please give me the crossbow, sire.
Stop speaking to me like a child. Am I blind to what's happening in my own kingdom? Am I blind even now? Oh, no. No, I think not, for I can see very well.
I'm feeling sick again.
Kyle felt an odd feeling in the pit of his stomach, just like the one he had on the Crawley hillside, the feeling that Darian was in danger. But how could he warn Darian all the way across the room without causing a scene? Kyle then had an idea and pulled a brass button off his coat. With a quick flick of his wrist, barely noticeable to anyone around him, he flicked the button at Darian. It was a good shot. Darian, who was watching the king carefully, was hit in the temple by the button. It bounced to the floor. Darian turned, puzzled, and bent down to pick the button up, just as King Lauren said,
No, I can see quite clearly, and I'm sick to the teeth by what I see. Sick!
The king slammed the crossbow down on the table. Suddenly, there was a loud click and a hissing sound as the arrow from the crossbow shot across the room. It narrowly missed Darian by mere inches and slammed into the upright lid of the grand piano behind him. The force splintered the wood.
Father!
What is Darian?
Sire!
I'm all right. No need for alarm.
Oh, my dear boy, I am so sorry when I put down the crossbow, the confounded thing went off. A light touch on the trigger, I'm afraid. I do apologize. Well, good thing I wasn't aiming, right?
Father!
You could have killed him, General Little.
Prince George?
My father's had too much to drink.
Well,
see him to his room, if you please.
Yes, sir.
It was an accident!
Come along, sire.
Do you honestly think that I would try to kill my greatest general? The greatest in the entire land? The greatest in history?
Please, sire.
Escorted from my own banquet. Is this any way to treat your king? Is it?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I knew my piano playing wasn't very good, but I didn't expect to be shot for it. If you'll permit me, my princess, I will bid you good night and see you tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
Colonel Oliver, Kyle, if you'll come with me, please.
Yes, sir.
So soon? So early? Now that Father's gone, this party can really get going. Do stay, Darian.
I'm sorry, but I must think of the princess and our big day tomorrow. Good night, all.
Good night.
General, I must protest the king's behavior.
Noted, Ollie. I'd like to protest it, too. It was my head that nearly got split in half. Kyle, may I assume this button came from you?
Yes, sir.
Someday you're going to have to explain to me how you always know when my life is in danger.
I don't know.
He said he felt sick right before it happened.
Huh.
But Prince George was right. The king wants to kill you.
It would appear so.
The prince had warned you about the king? Why didn't you tell me?
It's not for me to talk about the king in that way.
Perhaps not, but I'm afraid your loyalty is going to cost you your life. Where to now?
Home, where I can think. And Ollie?
Yes, General.
Prepare to travel, just in case.